What's up, peeps? We're back, JUCO Products, talking about the armpit of the country today. What are your thoughts, Dom? How you doing? How was your week?
It was good, you know. Sabres 3-0 in their last three games, playing good hockey. Jack Eichel, he's on his way to winning a Hart Trophy. Couldn't be much better than that.
And on his way to a Hart Trophy, huh?
That's what I'm thinking here.
All right. Yeah, well, I mean, that's I think we're going to start with anyway. Let's talk about those Sabres. What's your thoughts?
So, well, the first thing that comes to mind is Jack Eichel's 22 goals. He's got four in his last three games.
15-game point streak?
15-game point streak. He's tied the longest point streak in the NHL this year with Patrick Kane. It just seems like those Buffalo guys know how to play hockey.
It's funny looking at the statistics of the Sabres right now. And every category is led by Jack Eichel.
Yep, he's got, 22 goals, 26 assists, something
20,
like that?
22 goals, 24 assists, and 46 points.
Yeah, he's on his way to, over 100 points this year.
Yeah, he's playing good hockey. And the Sabres, as of later, playing much better hockey. I mean, you got three-game win streak. He beat the Oilers on the road, at home, back-to-back nights against the Blues and the Predators. And then we got the Islanders tomorrow, right, at 1?
It's going to be a huge game. The Islanders are a very good, well-coached hockey team. He coached Washington.
I can't remember a name. No, I don't. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
It's all right. Well, ever since he's come to Long Island, the Islanders have been a really good hockey team.
Yeah, they're playing good hockey. They're second in the Metropolitan, which is it's clearly the better division.
Best division in hockey, I would say.
Yeah, honestly. Their top four teams in that division all are over 40 points, which is pretty crazy at this point in the year. You got the Caps at 23-5 and 51 points, and you got the Islanders at 44, Pittsburgh at 40, and Carolina at 40. So that's a good division.
And Carolina, obviously, surprisingly, went all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals last year against Boston.
So yeah, that was definitely unexpected. I like to use this phrase a lot, but I felt they were a year early. That's my favorite phrase, isn't it, Dom?
Yeah, you're a big early guy.
The Sabres are on a good streak right now, but that's the problem is that's what they do is they go on streaks. They'll play some really, really good hockey as they did at the beginning of this year. Then they'll play some hockey that makes you want to take yourself out behind the shed and shoot yourself. it's ugly hockey at times, but it seems to be that they're starting to hit their stride. Maybe we can only hope.
Yeah, they're starting to get production from their third and fourth lines. You look at the fourth line, Johan Larsson. Gergensen's and Kyle Oposo. The last few games, they've been playing really good hockey. They've been hustling, using their body, physical. They've been scoring goals too. Yep. Johan Larsson scoring goals. He can't score an empty net goal to save his life because he hit two posts in 3 seconds. Yeah, that's why Jack. He's really good at putting in the empty net.
Did you see Eichel's goal the other day? Where he wrapped, came around the backside of the net, and he was just there by himself, one-on-one with the goalie.
Yeah, I was sitting right there. He goes right out in front of the net. He looks so confused. He's like, what do I do with this puck? Do I shoot it? Like, is there something we don't know here? They're just letting me walk right out in front of the net. Yeah. And he does what he does best.
He finishes.
He fires it in the back of the net. So, yeah.
Barry Trotz.
Yes, Barry Trotz.
Yes, he's the coach of the Islanders. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name either.
He coached Washington.
He did, yes.
I think he used to coach Nashville, too.
He might have. But just looking at the standings in the Atlantic Conference, or in the Atlantic Division in the Eastern Conference, you have Boston, who's kind of run away with the division, although they have a 5-game losing streak right now.
Yeah, they're struggling right now.
Yeah, they are struggling a little bit, but they were so far ahead in the standings that they're padded their lead. They're still up 8 points on Buffalo, who sits at second, and then you got Montreal at third, Tampa Bay at fourth. And it's hard to imagine Tampa Bay not getting in the playoffs.
Tampa Bay and Toronto with the roster they have.
Yeah,
the roster they both have.
I mean, the Atlantic Division is going to be tight all year. You got you have six teams vying for three spots, and then maybe a wild card spot. But the way that the Metropolitan Division is playing, it's hard to imagine the Atlantic getting any wild card spots in. But and then, but like you said, teams like Tampa Bay and Toronto are on the outside looking in right now, and it's hard to imagine those teams missing the playoffs. So there's a lot of hockey to be played. Buffalo sits in a good spot right now. They need to keep this
consistency.
They need to be consistent. If they can get to the All-Star break at the point, in the same position that they're in now, then we'll start talking about playoffs. But for now, after last year, I'm still scarred after the start they had last year about not making the playoffs and how badly they finished. So I don't even want to discuss playoffs yet.
We all hung up the November 2018 banner.
Yeah,
up above the up in the rafters there. So this year so far is October 2019.
Yes. I thought it was pretty cool how they turned the arena into and making it look like the Odd.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That was pretty. You were there, right? How did it look in person?
Yeah, I took a little panoramic on my Snapchat. It was really cool. I've obviously never experienced the game in the auditorium, but if I did, I feel like it would look something like that.
Yeah. No, that's when we were born, we never got to experience the Odd. We never got to feel the atmosphere in there that people talk about, but the Odd is a legend in Western New York, in this armpit of the country that we live in. And I always hear my grandfather talking about stories of the Odd, my dad, my aunt and uncles. So
very tough to navigate around all these. You got to take tunnels and ramps to get up to the Blues and the Oranges.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool to see him transform that for. It was just that night, right? It's not staying for any period of time, correct?
Oh no, they just put T-shirts on the seats. Those were T-shirts that they.
Oh,
put on.
Really? I did not know.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, wow. It was so up in the 300 level were the orange T-shirts.
That makes sense.
200s were the blue T-shirts. The upper 100s were red T-shirts, and then the lower 100s were gold T-shirts.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, I did not know that, but that's awesome. So, I mean, we'll see where Buffalo sits at the All-Star break. That'll be really the determining point for me on how they're going to finish up this year. For the time being, they're sitting in good position, and I like the way that Eichel's got the team playing, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Yep, and they've got the emergence of good defense from. I'm really liking Henry Okihari. He's 20 years old, and he's being thrown out in crucial situations, and he's doing a great job.
Yes,
Ristolainen. Everybody's always talked negatively about Ristolainen, and I think he's one of the best players out there. He plays physical hockey. He's actually a hockey player, in my opinion. On those terrible Saber teams, he was always on the ice. He played about 35 minutes a night, which is absurd.
Yeah.
And they would give up, four or five goals a game, and he'd be always on the ice. So that's why his plus-minus is like negative 145 in his career. Just because the Sabres were so bad throughout his tenure with the team. So he's a good player. Everybody needs to relax and stop blaming Pegula and stuff like that. They're on the right track here.
I do too. And that's the Pegulas get a lot of critics, specifically about the Sabres, as people are starting to see the progress with the Bills this season, but the, people are getting very frustrated with the Sabres in their playoff drought of, what is it now, 8 years, Dom?
They last made the playoffs in 2011. So that was Pegula took over the team halfway through that season. They made the playoffs that year.
Yeah, so eight or nine years now that they have a playoff drought going. I would just preach patience, you know. I mean, and that's probably the biggest storyline of Buffalo's the whole entire life. But you can see the progress with both teams, not just the Bills, with the Sabres. You can see that they're getting better. They're getting the right pieces in order. And, you know, maybe this year we miss the playoffs by a couple games. But next year we sneak in as the 7 seed or 6 seed. And then the year after that, we're sitting at a 4 or 5 seed, you know, we're competitive.
Who knows, though? You know, if Jack keeps this up, and, you know, the whole team feeds off Jack Eichel.
Yeah.
If he's on the ice, if he stays healthy, if him, Jeff Skinner stays healthy, you know.
Olofsson,
he's good.
Yeah, he is good.
That kid is good. Ryan Hart's been playing pretty good.
Dahlin's been playing well at the defensive position.
Well, he just came back yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean he's played well when he's been on the ice. Yeah,
he struggled this year so far.
He has 16 assists.
But his plus minus is not very good, and that's because he turns the puck over. And he's very careless with the puck.
His plus minus is, yeah, it's not great, but it's positive. His plus minus is 3.
Yeah, but before he got hurt, he was turning the puck over in crucial situations, and I wasn't very happy with his play. So him being out for a little bit, giving him some rest, was a good thing. So he'll come back and, you know, hopefully turn it on. And he's only. He's only 19 years old, actually. So
yeah, he's young. If I had to ask you, you're on the spot right now. What do you think Jeff Skinner's plus minus is?
He's on the second line, so let's see. -7.
-2.
-2.
Yeah,
right, -2. I wasn't that off.
No, you weren't too far off. No, that second line struggled a little bit.
You know what? Yeah, Marcus Johansson. I really like Marcus Johansson. He's got a great set of hands, and he plays physical hockey. I really like that pickup.
Yeah,
by Botterill during free agency. And you know what? If obviously Skinner had 38 goals last year because he was playing with Eichel.
I don't think anyone expected that same season from Skinner, but jeepers, I'm just looking at Jack Eichel's plus minus, and I cannot believe it. His plus minus is 15.
Plus 15?
Yeah, plus 15.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
He does a lot of that scoring for that first line.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you know, I'm liking him. The one person who's scaring me is Casey Mittelstadt. He just really hasn't impressed me. And this is his second year in the league.
Yeah,
it's just he looks like he's scared out there, and he's been getting healthy scratched a couple times here as of late.
I agree with you. He looks very timid out there on the ice. He just doesn't look like he belongs.
Yeah, they should have, and I think this is where they. They're wrong here. I think he should have played last year in Rochester along with Tage Thompson. Tage Thompson's in Rochester this year. Well, actually, yeah. he broke his wrist during his first game of the season with the Sabres, so he's out for a couple weeks here. But I think these guys need some seasoning, these younger guys, and then bring them up. Like, Rasmus Asplund spent 3 seasons down in Rochester.
Yes, he did.
He's playing pretty good on the third line, I believe he's on.
Yeah, third line.
So, yeah, Rochester's got some good talent down there. They got Will Borgen on playing defense. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's going to come up soon.
Yep.
If not, if not, it's not going to be this year, I don't believe. It's probably next year. But Allmark's been playing pretty good. He's been standing on his head lately.
Yeah, goalie plays, and this is just Buffalo. Their goalie plays hit or miss. It's not great. It's not bad. But, well, I take that back. It was bad for a couple of years, jeepers. But it's improving. Well, who was that goalie just a few years ago? I can't remember his name. It may have slipped in my mind.
Robin Leonard.
Yes, thank you. Robin Leonard. Awful. He's awful.
Well, when you take a look at Robin Leonard, when he was in Buffalo, nobody knew it, but he had severe mental health issues, and he was, you know, he was going off the wagon there for a while. So, not the greatest move by Tim Murray, given or trading a first round pick to get Robin Leonard. So that's why
first rounder, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying Tim Murray is the cause of a lot of this terrible play over the last few years. And I said once he left the organization, he set the team back 7 years. So we're in that fifth year of him being out of here or something like that, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, you know, we'll obviously revisit the Sabres as the year goes on, but we'll be happy where they're at right now, and hopefully they can keep playing well. But let's move on to the NFL, and let's talk about, you know, I think everybody knows what we want to talk about. Let's talk about Sunday Night Football, Dom.
Oh, you don't want to talk about who the Dolphins are playing this week? The Dolphins and the Giants?
No, but I'd really love to talk a bit about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Detroit Lions game.
Oh, that's the biggest game of the year right there.
But let's talk about Sunday Night Football. You're going, right?
I will be there sitting up in 522, which is basically like sitting on top of the moon.
There's not a bad seat in that stadium.
No,
you'll be fine.
I'm going to be bringing my I can't be telling this, but I'm just going to leak it right now. I'm going to be bringing my red towel. Yeah, so I'm waving that around.
Bring your red towel. They'll still be more yellow.
Well, I would hope so. It is Heinz Field, home of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Last time they played in Buffalo, I do recall that there was much more yellow than white and blue.
Well, the Bills also had Rex Ryan as their coach, so.
It's very true. Very true. But how do you see this game playing out, Dom? What do you see happening?
You know what? It's going to be a hard-fought game, in my opinion. I'm going to lean towards the Bills here. I think their defense is a little bit better.
You would.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Okay, well, in terms of total points.
I think Pittsburgh's defense is better.
It's
I understand. I understand Pittsburgh, or I understand Buffalo's given up the second fewest points in the league behind New England this season, but I go to the turnover ratio. Pittsburgh, we've had a turnover in every game this year. Last I checked, we were leading the league in turnovers defensively. And Josh Allen, he can be a turnover machine. He hasn't been of late, but if we can get pressure in his face, make him make some bad decisions, I think we could pick him off 2 or 3 times.
Well, Baltimore was in his face all game, and he did not turn the ball over besides that fumble on the third.
A fumble?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was about to say a fumble.
Did he get picked off? No. I mean, did he play good? He didn't play that great, but he really didn't lose them the game.
No, he did not lose them the game. I'm not, and I don't think that's Josh Allen anymore. I think he's either going to make the difference or he's going to manage the game enough where that he's not going to lose it for him. But I don't see him going out and winning this game for him either. And I think that's what he's going to have to do. Duck Hodges has proven that he can take Pittsburgh's offense down the field and score. You know, this is going to be the best defense he's faced in his young career.
He's faced Cincinnati. He's faced Arizona. Who else has he faced?
Baltimore.
Has he played against Baltimore?
Yeah, he came in the early in the second half against Baltimore when Mason Rudolph got knocked out. And he played well. He played very well.
Well, he's not playing Cincinnati and he's not playing Arizona. He's playing the Buffalo Bills defense. And last time I checked, they're pretty good.
They are.
And yeah, they are. They've done a great job lately of stopping the run after that Cleveland game, which was a total disaster. They've stopped the run, and they shut down Lamar Jackson. All right, he had a decent game, but he didn't do near what he's been doing. Like, he had a great game last night, obviously, but yeah, the Bills kind of did a great job of shutting him down. Besides that 61-yard pass to Hurst for a touchdown, which was a complete breakdown. But other than that, they did a great job.
I think it's easy to say that these are two of the top five defenses in the NFL playing against two of the bottom five, probably bottom 10 offenses in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of a proving fact that defense wins championships. Buffalo's at 9-4 and Pittsburgh's at 8-5 with, you know, rather pedestrian offenses, but great defenses. I
mean, New England, Buffalo, 10-3, pedestrian offense.
Buffalo comes into this game averaging 21 a game. Pittsburgh comes in averaging 20. Buffalo's averaging giving 16 up. Pittsburgh's giving 18. Buffalo has the edge in total yards by about 50 yards, and they give up about the same amount of yardage a game. And Pittsburgh obviously has the edge in turnover ratio. It's gonna be a dogfight. I'm excited. I think it's gonna be a really good game. I wanted to go really badly, and I was going to go. I already had my tickets picked out for the game when it was at 1 o'clock, but when they switched it to 8:20, I got to work the next day, and I just couldn't make it happen. So I'll be watching from home. I won't miss a play, but unfortunately, I won't be there.
Well, you know, I got to work the next morning too.
Well, you're a diehard though, Don.
Yeah, I'm going,
and I'm not saying that I'm not a diehard, but this man, Dom, he hasn't missed a Bills game since he came out of the womb in 1997. his first breath was in Ralph Wilson Stadium, folks.
I disagree with that. It was in South Buffalo, but it was not at Ralph Wilson Stadium. But, yeah.
He was 2 years old and watched the miracle in the Music City.
Oh, that was
the Music City miracle.
Complete forward pass. It was a forward.
He was there.
Was a forward pass.
He was there.
I was on the field. I saw it. It was a forward pass. Ridiculous.
Oh man, but yeah, no, it's going to be an entertaining game. I think it comes down to turnovers. I think whatever quarterback can not turn the ball over and keep his defense off the field by, you know, extending drives on third down and whatever run game can get going, because these are two really great run defenses also. That's who's going to win. Although Buffalo has struggled a little bit this season with the run, but they've been much better as of late, which you kind of expect from Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
I think, in my opinion, it's going to come down to one turnover. Who's going to make the biggest mistake at the end of the game? Is it going to be Josh Allen or is it going to be Duck Hodges? And we'll see who it is.
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting. NFL Network right now has the Bills winning by 20-19.
But NFL Network has Buffalo winning, and ESPN has Pittsburgh winning by I can't remember what the ratio is. They have Pittsburgh favored 51%, Buffalo 48%.
Yeah, chance so to win. It could go either way.
It's a 50-50 game. I think out of every game that I've watched this, you know, or that has been on the Steelers game this season, this is the biggest 50-50 game I could
think
of.
This is the biggest game of the season by far.
For both teams.
Yeah, if the Bills win, they're in the playoffs. And if Pittsburgh wins, they jump into the fifth seed. But
with the Jets next week, and if we win that game, we clinch.
I think either way, the Bills are going to the playoffs because – all Tennessee has to do is lose one more game, and I don't see them beating Houston twice,
and then they also still have to play New Orleans.
Yeah, I see them losing twice to end the season.
Yeah, I think they'll lose two more times. I think Pittsburgh and Buffalo both get in. It's just going to be who's the five and who's the six, and I don't think it really matters because it's going to be Houston or Kansas City, and I really like – I would rather play Houston, but, I mean – they're still a good football team.
Houston's good, as we've seen.
Kansas City's defense is bad.
They're not great.
I think Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh and Buffalo both match up well with Kansas City. Kansas City has got that explosive offense, but both teams have that defense to match up with that offense. And then Kansas City has got that bad defense where it, you know, gives a chance for Josh Allen or Devlin Hodges to make some plays and score some points.
I think we can both agree that the best team in the AFC is the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, without question. It's not even close.
Yeah.
It's not even close. The only way they don't win the AFC is if one, Lamar Jackson gets hurt, or two, he goes into the playoffs banged up but plays. It's going to involve an injury. If he's healthy, they're winning the AFC.
Well, I think any of these teams in the AFC can beat him, but it's just going to take a perfect game to beat him. Like the Bills, they could have won that game last week. They had a chance to.
Yep. Well, in Pittsburgh, they get another crack at Baltimore, but earlier this season with Duck Hodges, we take him to overtime. We're driving. Juju catches the ball over the middle, and he's going to bring it out to Baltimore's 40 probably, and he gets stripped by Earl Thomas, and then, you know, that it's pretty much over once they're in field goal range because Justin Tucker never misses.
He doesn't miss. I don't know what's up with that guy. He's probably the clutchest kicker of all time.
He's unreal. I don't even want to talk about him.
His ball doesn't move. It's just always straight.
It's dead straight, yes.
It's ridiculous. How does that even possible? He kicks in Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I wish I could give you that answer, but I can't.
Like, if he kicked in Buffalo, he'd probably still make it straight. It's windy as all hell there.
Yeah, he just drives the ball, and he doesn't float it ever. It's just, even from 60, it's just driven through the uprights.
That's ridiculous. That guy needs to retire.
He's got a lot of years on left with him. He's got a lot of years.
He can kick till he's 65, probably.
Yeah. But, all right, let's dive into this week. What are we at? Week 15 now. Let's dive into week 15. I didn't feel like we needed to pick the Jets game last night, so that's why we're doing a podcast today, because I know we both would have picked Baltimore.
I actually picked Sam Darnold. I think he's really good.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
They're going to win the Super Bowl this year. So,
so New England, Cincinnati, who you got?
Probably the team that cheats all the time. In New England, because you know they needed to cheat against Cincinnati, because Cincinnati apparently is really good to them. 1-12, they'd be videotaping their sidelines looking for signals and stuff like that. That's just, you know, really ethical. They're the kings of ethical and social behavior.
Well, I mean, when you have a weekly slumber party with the commissioner like Bill Belichick does, nothing's going to happen.
Weekly massage parlors in Florida.
Yeah, that's probably what they do on the off season. During the season, they got to keep it light. They just have weekly slumber parties, have some pillow fights and stuff.
Ice cream socials. But then
sure. And then during the off season, then that's when they get a little dirty and they head down to South Florida and visit the parlor.
Yeah, they get real greasy down there.
Yeah. As you can tell, me and Dom really hate the Patriots, but I digress. So you got Pats, I got Pats. What about Detroit, Tampa Bay?
I'm going to go with the Bucs, and just because they're better.
I'll take Tampa Bay also. It's in Detroit, but with Matthew Stafford being out, I'll take the Bucs.
Detroit is so bad. They got a lot of problems.
Yeah, the only bright spot's Kenny Golladay. He's a monster.
Yeah, he's good. And their secondary's okay, you got Slay.
Yeah, Slay. He's good, yep. What about Chicago heading into Lambeau?
Green Bay.
Give me Chicago in this one. They're playing better football right now. I'll take Chicago.
They're playing better football, but, I mean, they beat the Cowboys, who are a disaster. I don't understand why they're so bad, but.
And you got to – but they're going in to play an inconsistent Green Bay team. They're going to play a Green Bay team who beat the Washington Redskins by 5.
Yeah, well, they're 10-3, so they're doing something right.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll take Chicago. What about Houston heading into Tennessee this week?
Heading into Tennessee, I'm going to take the Titans this week.
I'm going to go Houston. I'm going to stick by my word and say Houston sweeps Tennessee.
Ryan Tannehill, just out of nowhere, just gets thrown right into the action, and somehow he's Peyton Manning already. I don't understand.
I think he cools off this week. I'll take Houston. What about Denver going into Kansas City?
This is interesting. I think Kansas City, it's going to be a close game, but I think Kansas City ends up winning just because Drew Lock is playing like a monster.
I think he's going to have a promising NFL career. He's already shown that he can ball.
And that's he can really ball. Chiefs defense is very vulnerable. And I think Locke's going to have a good game, but I think Kansas City's offense is just too powerful to not beat Denver.
Yeah. Well, looking at this, we got some really weak games here. So let's go with a rapid pick for these next few games, Dom. Just tell me who you got, Miami or the Giants?
The Giants.
Or Miami going to the Giants. Think, you got the Giants. Yeah. I'll take Miami. Philadelphia and Washington.
Philly.
I'm going to take Philly as well. Seattle at Carolina.
Seattle.
Yep, I'll take Seattle as well. Jacksonville at Oakland.
Oakland.
Same. Give me Oakland. Cleveland at Arizona.
I mean, I guess by default, I got to take the Browns.
Yep, I'll take the Browns as well. Minnesota at Los Angeles.
This is
the Chargers.
Huge game for Minnesota. So,
yeah.
The Chargers aren't playing very good. Phillip Rivers is having a terrible season. I got to go with the Vikings here. This was supposed to be the Sunday night game, and
yes,
they moved
it
because of how much of a disaster the Los Angeles Chargers are. So, give me Minnesota.
These are the games Kirk Cousins likes to lose, so I'll take the Chargers at home.
All right.
The Rams at the Cowboys.
This is interesting. I don't have a lot of faith in the Dallas Cowboys.
The Rams are playing better football.
The Rams are playing really good.
They just beat Seattle.
They were a very inconsistent team to start the season, but now they're looking like the Super Bowl team from last season.
I think they might. I think I have them sneaking in over Minnesota. Personally.
Yeah, Minnesota has to. They got to play good this week. Or,
like I said, I have Minnesota losing, and I'll take the Rams.
Me the Rams.
What about Atlanta going into San Francisco? I think this one's pretty much.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's got this one. They're playing too good to lose to San Francisco. That's a joke. San Francisco's winning.
I figured. I'll take San Francisco. Buffalo and Pittsburgh. What do you got? Give me a. I know you're going to take Buffalo. I'm taking Pittsburgh. Give me a final score.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go 17-13 Bills.
Okay. I think Pittsburgh comes out on top, and I have it at 20-17. So I think we're at. I think we're at a pretty similar spot. I think 20-17.
Yeah.
Buffalo, if teams score 20 on Buffalo, they usually tend to lose. So I think the only way Pittsburgh wins is if they get to 20. So I'll get them right at 20, 2017.
So, do you think the line is over or under 40?
Oh, it's definitely under.
Under 40? Okay.
I don't see these teams scoring 40 points.
The line was at, I believe, Pittsburgh by 2. According to ESPN, the last time I checked.
Yeah, I don't see these teams getting over 40, but maybe. We'll see. Indianapolis heading into New Orleans. Monday Night Football.
Indy has to win this game in order to keep their slim playoff chances alive, but they're not going to beat New Orleans.
Nope, not in New Orleans. I'll take New Orleans as well. And then out of all those games, Don – give me who's your lock of the week? Which team you have winning? You're 100% positive they're winning.
Okay. Let's see here. Give me New Orleans over Indianapolis.
Oh, I like it. I like it. And my lock's going to be – my lock of this week is – This one's a stretch, but for most people, but I'm going to say this is a lock to me. I like the Rams over the Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the big question. Who's going to step up and win the NFC East? Apparently nobody wants to win that division. I don't.
Still there, Dom?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I thought I lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah. Who's going to win this great NFC East division we have?
Eagles. I think Eagles, they just have an easier schedule to finish out. They'll beat Washington this week. I have Dallas losing. I think they beat Dallas. And then they finish up with the Giants, I believe. No. Is it the Giants they finish up with?
They finish up with the Giants. Yeah. How lucky do they get?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think they finish the year and they'll get in at 9-7.
Man, you got to love the resiliency. But love the resiliency. You know, down 14 at halftime to the great New York football Giants. And they come back and win in overtime. And everybody in Philadelphia is like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl.
I think that here's the crazy thing is, I think that Philly can lose to the Cowboys still and get in if they win their last two games. Because I think that the Giants, even if they beat, let's see, hold on a second. So both teams sit at 6-7. If they beat the Eagles, then the Cowboys have the Redskins. All right, I take that back. It's going to come down to Week 16.
Of course,
it's going to be whoever wins that game. It's going to be whoever wins that game. Yeah. That's going to decide the division. Although you never know with Philly, they could lose to the Giants. They could lose to the Giants Week 17.
What a sad
after beating the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's such a sad division. Honestly, yeah. How was Dallas this bad?
Just poor coaching, bad leadership.
Terrible management. I think Jerry Jones is the biggest clown of all time.
They're a mess. They're a mess. They got to find a coach who's going to come in and step up and lead that team. And I've heard rumors of Urban Meyer. I think that would be a great hire, honestly.
Yeah. Frank Caliendo did a little skit. Tim impersonating Jerry Jones and him saying, we need Bill Belichick. You got to look at that one. It's on Instagram. You got to take a look at that.
I'll have to take a look
at that. It's funny. It's so funny. That guy's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I think we're about wrapped up here, Dom. Appreciate it. We got week two of our podcast all done. We got our picks in. And, you know, I hope you have a good time down there in Pittsburgh. Stay safe. Those terrible towels, man, they're dangerous.
Yeah, you know, I got to keep my eyes open in case I take a terrible towel right in the eye. I might need some medical assistance. It's going to be interesting.
They're going to have a fun time down there. There'll be lots of Bills fans, lots of Steelers fans.
Lots of tables being broken and fire pits being jumping into because, you know, people are smart these days. You know, they know what's good for them.
Oh, yes. But, all right, we'll wrap it up, Dom. It's nice talking to you, buddy. Stay safe down there in Pittsburgh, and I hope it's a good one for you.
You know what? I'm a fan of good football this weekend.
Well, I hope you're a fan of good football every weekend, Dinkus. All right, I'm going to sign off. Dom, any finishing words?
I just want to say the Yankees signing Gerrit Cole for that 9-year, $324 million deal. They're going to win three World Series within 9 years.
And I'm going to finish off with, that's not true, but I'm going to finish off with always remember to finish your drink, and I'll be sure to do that on Sunday if the Steelers lose to the damn Bills.
I might have a few too. Why not?
See you later, everybody.
See you, buddy.